At this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Sean B. from the Norvana area.
My name is Sean. I'm definitely an addict.
Hey, Sean.
Definitely. You know, I say that because for a long time I didn't believe I was. I wasn't like you people. My mother taught me better. I was of a little better class. I was different. You know, and it took me coming in and out this program, and in and out this program, and in and out this program, and I began to believe that I was at it, and I was just like you all. That I was no different, no better than, no less than. The very first time I went to treatment was in 1988. My clean date is August 17, 2007. Okay. So it took me a minute. I'm a little bit stubborn. I know a little bit. And it wasn't really that bad in the beginning. You know, but at the end, I was whipped, I was beaten, and I was willing, and I had surrendered. This is the best I've ever lived in my adult life. I would not trade any day for any of my best days out there, and I think I had a few good ones. Just a few. Yeah. It says in our literature that the most important person in any meeting is a newcomer. Because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. When I first got here in 1988, I was 21, and there was a lot of dope fiends. And that wasn't my thing. But they took me underneath their wings, and they held on to me, and they showed me a way. I just wasn't willing. Those same dope fiends are still here today. You know, and they still love me. Just as they did the first time I got here. Even with the coming in and out. Get 2 years, the come in and out. Get 2 years. Girl, when you gonna get it together? Girl, when you gonna stop killing yourself? When you gonna learn how to love you, Sean? Just love me until I'm capable. And that's what they did. My process don't have to be yours. What I had to do was first surrender. You know, they was telling me, just don't use. You don't have to get high even if you want to. That went, oops. That went way over here. The intelligent young lady that I am. I couldn't grasp that. I was hurting. My boo had left me. He had hurt me one more time. I had to use. Because I had to show him who I am, who he messing with. Got something for you. I ain't show nobody but me how powerful my disease is. Because, see, I have a beast that lives inside me that's trying to kill me. And when it's an active addiction, what it says to me is, feed me, B. And feed me now. And I don't care what you got to do, who you got to do, but you better get it done. So today, what I do, when she pop her head up, because she do, tell her, sit down, shut up. Because you don't know how to live. So when I got back here this last time, went to my sponsor and I said, I'm ready. Say, I'm ready now. And we went straight to the step work. And I was able to get in touch with Sean on the inside. Because I know how to do Sean on the outside. I was taught that very well. How to look the part. How to act the part. And how to behave the part. You know, but I didn't know anything about Sean on the inside. And so I had an opportunity to do that and to be comfortable in my own skin. And be all right with me, by me, for me, doing me. And that was the process. You know, I have an opportunity to engage newcomers on a regular basis, on a daily basis. And so what I do is I share my experience, and I don't leave nothing out, because I don't have no sugar with none of that, and I don't have no secrets. You know, I don't care what you do with what I tell you. If it's going to help you to get better, use it to the best of your ability. Because I'm okay with me. See, I had some people to tell me what I had to do was get all right with the good, the bad, and the indifferent. And I did. In 1997, I contracted the virus. And that was a hard pill to swallow at that moment. But what I did was I got some information. And I put my arm on. Because you couldn't tear me down with that. And you can't tear me down with it today because I know about me and my disease. And if you don't be careful, you might be with it too. And I'm okay with that. Now, what you choose to do with that, that's your business. It ain't none of mine. Because I'm okay with that. I ain't been on no medication since 2003. And I'm undetectable. See, I don't know about your God. But I know about mine. And what they told me when I got here is I better get one. Well, I already knew I had one. Because something had been sustaining me while I was trying to kill me. I done had guns to my head. I had my finger amputated because I would not put it down. I was willing to go down with the ship. And only through his grace I stand here today. So I don't have a problem helping somebody. Tell me what you need, what you want, and I'm going to do my best to get it to you. Now, I'm not doing the work for you. Because what I had to learn, if I want it, I better go get it. And I do that. I do that today. Because my God has told me your dreams have been awakened. And you have had a dawn of a new reality. And the doors have opened up and the world is unlimited. So whatever it is you want to be, Sean, you can be. So I put my best foot forward and I keep it moving. Because I did that when I was using. Trust and believe me. Oh, if you had it, oh, I was going to get it. So people can know. They know. We're going to get that. Don't you worry, boo. We're going to be all right. So I've learned how to do that today. I've learned how that when they call me in the middle of the night to answer the phone. To be available to somebody else like somebody was available to me. That I don't do no judgment. Who am I to judge? Because depending on my spiritual condition, boo, don't come to me with that. Because if you stab me, I'm going to cut you. That depends on where I am, and I'm being honest about who I am. Don't come for me, man. I don't try to bother nobody. And I try to give you what I have freely because all I wanted was somebody to love me. And in the process, I've learned how to love myself, and I don't have a problem giving that back. I don't. You know, I am surrounded by love on a regular basis. I got a network. And a sponsor, and some people in my life that love me just for me wherever I'm at. That is an awesome thing. Because I can remember when my mama said, I don't know what you're going to do. but you can't come here no more. And I could always go home. Not this time. But my grandmother, come on, baby. Come on, get what you need. And you come on before your mother come home. Get on up out of here now. Thank God for her. The newcomers that I deal with and I come across in my path, I tell them, baby, I love you no matter what you've done. Who you've hurt, who you haven't hurt. I don't care what you've done. I don't even need to know all that. What can I do to help you? How can I help you to be the best you can be? What is it? Because what worked for me may not work for you. Find your suit. Find out what's going to work for you. If it don't feel good right now, you'll do something different. And if you think it feel good, but it don't look good, when the pain get great enough, you'll do something different. I'm here to tell you. But I love you through all that. Because somebody loved me. I am entirely grateful to the program of Narcotics Anonymous because it saved my raggedy behind. When I got here, I wasn't exactly. Now, I thought I was. I thought I was, and you couldn't tell me that I wasn't. But if I took a real good look, there wasn't nothing pretty about Shawn when she got here. Today, I am learning how to grow into a beautiful lady. A mother, a grandmother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, confidant. I ain't looking for no man. Not right now. I'm too busy. I got stuff going on. My life is full. I am happy. I have some peace and some contentment. I love to be able to get in my boot, get in my car. My car is silver. Let's ride, silver. I don't know where we're going, but we're going to ride. And we're going to look at the sights. Check out the mountains. Look at the clouds. The beauty that's upon you. Never thought that any of that would fulfill me the way that it does today. Because I really don't like nature. I didn't think of that. But I was always out there.
Okay.
Morning, noon, and night. Spring, summer, winter, fall. Would go home and make sure I had the clothes so I could be out there. Get the coat, let me go get the North Face because it's getting cold now. And we got to walk. Because we got to get one. So today, whatever your process, man, I haven't walked in your shoes. And you definitely have not walked in mine. So I can't tell you what your process is going to be. I can't tell you what's really going to work for you. What I can tell you is what worked for me. And what worked for me was getting honest with self. Being able to accept, identify, recognize, and let's do something about it now. Because it ain't pretty, Shawn. The good, the bad, the indifferent. I thank God that this is a process. That I don't have to be perfect. Don't let nobody tell you that you have to because you don't. There's not a perfect soul in here. Trust and believe. We all make mistakes. We humans. And some habits are very hard to break. But what I had to do was totally get on. I had to go inside here. And all that garbage, I had to put it on the table. tell somebody, pray about it, and let's keep it moving. Now, what you do with it, do with it. If it's going to make you feel better, then carry it, baby. If what I do make you do better, do it. Whatever's going to work for you, even if you don't like me, it's okay, because I don't like everybody either. I love everybody, but I do not like everybody, because I do not like everybody's behavior, because sometimes I don't even like mine, because I can see you in me. I can identify it when I see it. What I do not do is go messing with folks. Because I don't want you messing with me. Because I'm not too far removed from the street. Trust me. I'm not, Emma. I'm not too far removed from there. And if I feel threatened, and I feel like you're trying to hurt me, we got a war going on. Because right now, that's all I know. Is defend me, protect me, but I'm getting better. Now all this, you can do this all day long. Because my haters make me greater. Whoa. When I get up and I look in the mirror, I say, you go, motherfucker. Because I remember when. That wasn't a part of my topic. That wasn't a part of me looking in the mirror. No, I cut all my hair off so I ain't have to do it no more. It was too much work. I was living out of bags. Dragging them. I don't have to drag them no more. May 18th, I graduate from college. Yeah. My first degree, I'm going on to now. I was 40 when I went back to school. I'm 47. Come on. I know, look like it. I'll be 48 this year. I got a 3.34 GPA. Yeah. That's putting in 50%. That ain't even 100%. I work one full-time, one part-time. I go to meetings. I participate in my recovery. I help somebody with no strings attached. I am living the dream. At 45, now I know some people may not get this, because some people don't. But one of my dreams was, I always wanted to go to Vegas. At the age, I turned 45 in Vegas, by myself, on my own dime, moving on my own time, and I met some people just like me. They were there waiting for me with open arms. And I didn't drink. I didn't get high. I lost a little bit of money. I saw the sights. It was beautiful. I enjoyed it. I identified. I relate. And I got on the plane. I came on back home. I am in a place where I just can't let nothing come in and remove it and disturb it right now. Yes, ma'am. Do not allow anybody to steal your joy. It only comes once a day, twice a day, three times a day. You know, it'll come every day if you just don't use. This has been the grace that's been bestowed upon me. The way I'm living, feeling, and where I'm moving to today. I am so excited about my life and where I'm at and how I feel that I just don't have time for it. Now, I don't do Facebook and all that. Because I'm going some places where I don't need people checking Facebook to see if I'm on there. You understand? You understand what I'm talking about? When you do the background check, you're not going to see me on there with all that nonsense, because I'm trying to move beyond some places, and I see it. He's opened the door, and he said, baby, just come on. I got you. I believe that. Find something to believe in, to sustain you through this process, because things are going to happen. Life's going to show up. It's going to move you to some places where you're going to be feeling uncomfortable, in pain. But if you pray, talk to somebody, and keep moving, I bet you'll come through the other side. My name is Sean Bethany Eddie. Thank you for letting me.